This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. It's been 5 years since Trayvon Martin was killed. He was 17. Trayvon's parents, Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, emerged as activists after their son's death, saying that justice was not served. They divorced when Trayvon was young, but they were always partners in parenting. And they have a new book out. It's called Rest in Power, The Enduring Life of Trayvon Martin.
Our voice is his voice, which is the power to help people unite, the power to help people get over their grief, the power to seek justice, the power to move ahead beyond the tragedies.
Receiving the call was very difficult that I received from Tracy saying that Trayvon was gone, that he had been shot and killed.
Sabrina didn't understand what I was saying. And she asked me a few times, are you sure? Did you see the body? Are you sure? And letting her know, yes, I'm sure. What I'm telling you is true. Trayvon is not coming home. Trayvon won't be riding back home with me. Trayvon's coming home in a body bag.
I thought that that was the worst day of my life. The worst day of my life was the funeral and having to put my 17-year-old son to rest, you know, and him laying in a casket all dressed up and as if he was going to a prom and he was going to a cemetery. I remember that I would yell for him, Trayvon. And then when he came, I would ask him to get the remote from my nightstand. And I mean, it was in arm's reach. And he would say, Ma, I can't believe you. And I would just laugh and tell him, thank you. I needed this. I needed to see you. He had this little fuzz that was starting to come under his chin. And then he just swear he had a mustache. And we could see the change in him.
Just watching him transitioning from a baby, literally, into this beautiful flower a month or two before he got taken away from us, he told me, he was like, Dad, you know, he said, I can drive on the highway. And we were coming from Fort Lauderdale, and I pulled my truck over on the highway, and I let him drive. And that had to be the scariest moment of my life. He drove us from Griffin Road back down to Miami Gardens, and he pulled in the driveway, and I took off my seatbelt and took my keys from him. So that was just, you know, those were some of the things that I miss about him. I truly miss just watching him grow.
I don't think that hole will ever heal.
But you walk around with a smile on your face every day saying that, yes, I'm strong. Just knowing that people in our communities that we don't even know, just knowing that they're there for us and us being able to tell them that you are our rock along with God. You are our strength along with God. You are the people that help us stand.
Trayvon lives on through us, his parents, through his family and his friends and everybody that is in support of trying to make a positive change. Even though I stood up when my son was shot down, it doesn't matter where you start, just as long as you get started into doing something. It's about action.
And I'll go back to Emmett Till. But in between Emmett Till and Trayvon Martin, there have been so many unjustified deaths. And so from Trayvon came the Black Lives Matter movement. Through Trayvon, it brought awareness. And so he lived through that. His name will live on forever.
Trayvon Martin's parents, Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin. Their book is called Rest in Power, The Enduring Life of Trayvon Martin. They'll be speaking at the Miami-Dade College Wolfson campus this Monday night at 6:30. This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green.